Glory to Jesus Christ. The other day I was going through one of the stores and I saw in the distance a few workers who were setting up the place so they can put on display Christmas trees and other Christmas ornaments. And I laughed because it was not even November yet, and yet we are already preparing for another season. But then while I was shopping, a thought came to me. Well, soon you will do the same. Today we are finding ourselves at the doorstep of new liturgical season. On Tuesday we will enter a new fasting season, which is called a Philip's Fast. And this fast is allowing us to prepare for the beautiful feast days that come in December. Well, the most important one, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unlike the worldly preparation, which we are in a way forced by society to buy and clutter our house with ornaments and trees, we are invited by this fast to simplify our life, or even declutter our life. Why is church making us do this? Well, we are sinful. We are submerged in sinful passions and pleasures that drag us away from God. We push God away because of our sinful habits that we are really not that willing to give up. That's why the church offers us this season to really try to break our habits throughout these 40 days. We try to take up these fasting seasons with a great thought. And many times we can hear others saying to us, well, because one starts, I may give up coffee or chocolate or fast food. And that is where the most of the people stop. At that moment, if we do this, we miss the whole point of Lent and fasting. It's not about giving up something, but it's about sacrifice we are willing to go through. Let me give you an example. I live by a fire station, and every Tuesday they pull out the truck and they climb all the way with the ladder. And the thought came to me. Let's say that there is a firefighter who wants to do a strict fast, as I call it, a vegan plus, where you basically eat just greens. Very strict fast. If that firefighter is not used to fasting and needs to climb 20 stories high to save a life, and he's unable to because he puts himself in very dangerous situation, and the person who he's trying to save, they could both die because he's unable to do his task because he's malnourished. So what should the firefighter do? He should first talk to his spiritual father and see what is his healthy balance. Because of his profession, he will not be able to do the strictest fast. But he could be doing maybe no meat on Wednesdays or Fridays. But because he can't fast that much, his prayer life would increase. Maybe he would get 300 more Jesus prayers to pray. That sacrifice would make him ready for the rest of the fast, and it will make him be prepared for the beautiful feast day that is approaching. Now, if somebody came to me and they said that they have a desk job and no health problems, then the fast to prayer ratio would change. They would fast more. You hear me say in the church that each Christian has their own struggles, have their own passions to fight. And it is the same thing with fasting. Everybody needs to get proper adjustment for the fasting in order to move forward in spiritual life. Because if we move too much, we might lose our prayer life. We might become too nasty to somebody, and that's not the point. Of course, the ultimate goal is to fast strictly as much as we possibly can, but not everybody can start off from cutting off from right away. Very little can do that. Most of the faithful have to build up their strength towards fasting, and that's okay. Better slowly than never. Maybe someday I'll share with you my story about fasting. But those who start this journey experience many changes in their life. Suddenly the passions are diminishing, yearning for prayer increases, and somehow we become more good and less hateful. St. Ignatius Brancaccino says that fasting leads a Christian into a spiritual state. He who is cleansed by fasting is contrite in spirit, chaste, humble, silent, and refined in the emotions of the heart and thought, has light in his body, meaning he has Christ in him. He is capable of spiritual labors and contemplation, and he's capable of accepting the grace of God. The more we fast, the more we will benefit from our struggles. Yes, we will be cranky. We will be hurting. So what? Are we supposed to struggle a little? Are we supposed to show Christ that we are willing to suffer? That we are willing to imitate Him who was willingly crucified for our sinfulness? This fasting season is a great opportunity for us to refine our preparation for Christmas. We are at the doorsteps, and it's up to us what we want to do. If you haven't fasted before, then start slowly and with a lot of courage. But know that the end goal is not just about food. It's about deepening our spiritual life. It's about purifying our hearts and minds of all evil. So when the Word becomes a child, we are ready to accept Him into our hearts. So let us enter this new liturgical season with joy and willingness to suffer a little, so we can gain a little corner of paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ.